Kevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Dear heart, I'm very well. I have the low lights on. I was kind of an intimate.
It's nice and romantic, isn't it?
It's very romantic. If only we had food, we could have a meal. What can we do? What can we do? What have you got for me today?
Now, we are doing two chicken recipes. First of all, it's a sweet and sour chicken and then a Cajun chicken melt. So this is taken for my new upcoming book, More Midweek Meals.
It's a fantastic read.
Yeah, which you have been a big part of, so thank you so much. And I know you'll be using it.
Why wait up you day and night? Day and night. Because you know me for a chicken melt.
Oh, chicken melt. You're a man after my own heart.
I am, yeah. Turkey meatballs and everything. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about what we're doing today.
So we're going to sweet and sour chicken. So this is something that I love to make at home, and the twins love it, so they're doing it. It's very, very simple. So
is it simple?
Oh, I think it is.
Yeah.
Because you can sometimes I do it with if I've leftover cooked roast chicken, and sometimes I put raw chicken in, which I have this recipe. But you can do it with monkfish, you can do it with prawns, you can just do it with vegetables. Mm. But it's getting that sweet and sour balance. So interesting what you've said there. So there's onion in it. There's a couple of chicken fillets if you get them skinless, and cut them into slices or cubes. It doesn't matter. A couple of cloves of garlic, which is just crushed. So that's kind of the base. You're going to have your onion, your peppers. We're using two red peppers. My twins aren't fans of green peppers, but red peppers and yellow.
Oh, really?
Love.
Yeah.
It's just funny, isn't it? The way things.
That's right.
So that's what
neither
I like.
Of them.
No, neither of them. That's exactly. Gosh. I know, it is funny. And you know, they're very different palates, the two of them.
Yeah.
They're good fun.
Well, inevitably, you're going to get that with everybody. It's just, it's funny when they're twins, you got to think, or they'll be the same, but they're not.
Yeah,
that's often the case.
They love their food, thank God. And this is something, once I make it, you know, maybe once a month, I would definitely make this.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I would definitely make this.
Okay.
And so you have your onions, you have your garlic, we're going to put ginger. And we're going to put a little bit of grated ginger, or you can use a nice soya and ginger sauce, which is it's made from an Irish company called Full On The Foods. You've heard me mentioning them. And they do a lot of lovely products for Simply Better. They really, really are lovely and clean.
I love ginger. I told you about ginger.
So do I.
I told you about the ginger ice cream I got when I was away.
You're
mad.
Right.
It's gorgeous.
You never forgot it.
No, I will not forget it.
So, good man. Yeah. So, Marty, back onto the recipe. A little bit of rapeseed oil. Do it in a skillet pan. Put in your garlic, put in your onion, put in your red peppers, and then put in a little bit of garlic. We've already said that fresh ginger if you want to. You can put in those lovely sauces, the soy and ginger. We're using a little bit of balsamic, or you can use apple cider. I like the balsamic. I'll tell you why. It's a nice dark colour and I love it, and we're just working about 2 tablespoons.
Right.
So that's where the sour comes in. Then we have some sweet chilli sauce, which will give a lovely little bit of sweetness. Some ripe pineapple into that, which will you just peel. You can use a can of pineapple if you want to. I think the fresh pineapple, it's hard to beat. And if you're stuck for time, you'll go to the supermarket and you'll get pre-diced pineapple, which is lovely.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely gorgeous. So you cook all that off, you add in your chicken, you're going to poach your chicken in the sauce, but you're going to put in the tomatoes and you're going to put in the lovely muscovado sugar. Any brown sugar will work. So that's where the sweetness, you think of the sweet and sour, so you're coming from there. Excuse me, from the sweet chili sauce, a little bit of a kick from the vinegar and the muscovado sugar. And then you add in your chicken into that. And then I'm adding just sugar, snap peas, spring onion, a little bit of sesame seed. And if you find it too watery, what I tend to do is mix a little bit of corn flour just to thicken it up. But you need to poach off your chicken in it. So it keeps it really, really moist. But I've often made the sauce and shredded in some roast chicken. And it's really lovely with some rice.
Yeah.
It really is gorgeous.
It's interesting to try and make the sauce yourself. Because it's so easy otherwise to do other things, but to actually give it a go yourself.
Well, Marty, a lot of them are very sweet, you know, sauces that you buy in jars and that, and they're all fine and they're all different, but if you make your own, you can control the amount of sugar, amount of vinegar, you have it to your own palate, to your own taste.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Must be the most popular of those dishes.
I'd say in the Chinese it definitely must be. And you see what they do in the some Chinese, not that I'm expert, they actually deep fry the chicken like little balls in a batter. So they do. So you're actually poaching the chicken. It's healthier, so it is. You can get packed with lots of different vegetables.
Right.
We've obviously used peppers, onion, ginger, garlic, and then some sugar, snap peas. But it's a great one for the family. And do you know the beautiful thing about this? The sauce will keep for at least a week.
Oh,
the sauce with the chicken will keep 3 or 4 days, which is perfect. And you can freeze it if you want.
Oh, it's lovely.
Isn't that nice? A few wee sesame seeds for flavour. Put all that into the pot. Serve it with steamed rice or sometimes with noodles. How are you with a pair of chopsticks?
I'm brutal with a pair of chopsticks, as you can appreciate.
You'd be playing the drums.
But I would, yeah. I'd be playing the drums and getting a spoon to eat me dinner. I'm knife and fork. Sorry, I'm a disgrace.
Oh, you're right.
I'm a disgrace.
You're like me.
Otherwise, I would starve to death if I was sitting there with the chopsticks.
Yeah, and I love the idea of watching when they go to Thailand how they can eat.
But then with the speed with which they eat rice is astonishing.
It's incredible. Yeah. Grain for grain. It's
unreal. But then they're taught from small.
Yeah, I know. I need a shovel.
Yeah, you and me both get up.
So another recipe.
Yes, what else have
we got? It's a Cajun chicken melt. This brings back a lot of great memories, so it does for me.
Why?
Because my mother used to make this for us all.
It's
just such a tasty... For lunch, lunch and dinner is absolutely delicious. So, Marty, what you do, you get some chicken fillets, you put them into a tray, a little bit of oil, I use rapeseed oil, a little touch of salt, and then what I do is sprinkle some Cajun spice over the chicken breasts. So what you do, you poach the chicken breasts at 180, and it takes probably about 18 to 20 minutes until it's cooked. So poaching it, and really important to put a little bit of water in the tray. Why? Your listeners have said, because you keep the chicken really moist and stop it from drying out. Because there's no fat, it's very lean, and there's no skin.
Lovely.
But you have that lovely Cajun spice. Or you can use harissa, but Cajun is what we use. So when that's cooked, very, very simple. You get some mayonnaise and you mix in a little bit of pesto, some ready-made pesto. Simply Better do a lovely one. It's an Italian one, a fresh one, or a nice Irish one if you want, or make your own if you have time. So mix that all together. And then what you do is you get some ciabatta bread, or you know what's lovely? I made it recently in the Waterford Blah. The Waterford Blah is a lovely soft bun. Cut it in half, spread the mayonnaise over it, slice the chicken, and then what you do is a little bit more mayonnaise over the chicken.
Oh, just that sounds fabulous.
Grated cheese. He's licking his lips. Grated cheese, a little bit of sweet chili sauce. Then that goes back into the oven for about maybe 5-6 minutes just to warm through. I'm telling you, it is absolutely delicious. Serve that with a green salad and Marty.
I love the sound of that.
I'm telling you, it's to die for.
Yo blah, yo blah. We'll have to ask Michael for a blah. He knows where they are.
He does.
He's access to blah.
And they're beautiful. Again, you can use the ciabatta, French baguette. I've done it in pita breads, pizza breads.
Which is better, do you think?
I love it. I just think it's soft. It's not too strong.
But if you can't get that.
Lovely and tender. Just like a ciabatta roll.
Ciabatta roll, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll be absolutely perfect.
So that's our two. So it's sweet and sour chicken. And the Cajun chicken melts. And while you were doing that, I was leafing through more midweek meals from Eleven Maguire. And on page 172, I found Cajun chicken melts.
What?
And a photograph of them.
Jeez, Marty.
Is that gas?
You're good.
Oh,
does that look good?
There's this thing of pesto.
Would you eat one of them now?
I'd love one of them now. I'd murder one of them now. Again, you're going to laugh at me. I would. I'd have one of them now. And even would have a glass of milk with it, but I know I shouldn't. But anyway, there it is. Cajun chicken melts, 172 in your keenly priced new book. That's very good. I love it. That's fantastic.
Come here, I'll sign your copy after the show, okay?
I can't sell it then.
Good man, Marty. You're brilliant.
I know a song called Cajun Moon. That's weird.
Oh, I like it.
Cajun Moon. JJ Cale. That'll be lovely. Cajun.
That's brilliant.
Moon. Good man. Nevin, till next week.
See you next week. Come you behave yourself, okay?
And, absolutely. And remember, the recipes are available. Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM. And you can download them there if you wish. Or if you have a pound or two on you, have a collection and buy the book.
Thank you, Marty.
In time, Cajun Moon.
You're a great man.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage. Way too soon. What have you done?